Good morning. So it's funny that I got the prayer out of sorts because I had everything all set. I had my slides to Ted. Everything was all early yesterday. Good, good, good. Sermon ready. And then on the way here, God said, yeah, you got that wrong. And so this might be a little choppy, but it's what I think that God is asking me to say today. So our worship, and the other thing I'd like to say is we don't always read and say things in Old English, but in honor of me being in England for a couple of weeks and studying Wesleyan tradition, we threw in some retro stuff. So know that that was a King James version, but we don't always speak that here. So our worship series asks the question, why Wesley? John Wesley began the Methodist movement to revive the Church of England in the early 1700s. As the movement grew and blossomed, Wesley felt he needed to give some guidelines to the movement. So in 1738, he gave the general rules to the Methodist societies because they didn't have churches, because the Church of England was the only church. He published them in 1743. And in 1785, the American Methodists formally adopted them. They remain a part of the rule book today. The general rules have been shortened to do no harm, do good, and stay in love with God. How might these general rules be applied today? Well, I have a short video that might help us out.
Parents, growing up happens. Grab those command strips and let's make it work. They hold strong with a peel, stick, and press. And with that, college life begins. I said, college life begins. Oh dear, let's take that down damage-free. Stretch, release, and look. No marks, no mess. Much more you. Command. Do no harm.
Well, I don't know if John Wesley had that do no harm in mind when he wrote these general rules, but I found it totally ironic that this commercial came out this week when I was talking about do no harm. And that's your reminder every day when you see this commercial, do no harm. All right, so let's take a little closer look at the past so that we can think about and reflect on our future. Here are the three, and these are the shortened version. John Wesley never took time to shorten anything, so we have shortened them to do no harm. And so this is the beginning part. By doing no harm, by avoiding evil of every kind, especially that which is most generally practiced, such as taking the name of God in vain, the profaning the day of the Lord, either by doing ordinary work therein or by buying or selling drunkenness, buying or selling spirituous liquors or drinking them, unless in cases of extreme necessity. I find this hilarious that this is how John Wesley thought we should do no harm. And he goes on from there. And then second, thank you, Ted. Second, by doing good, by being in every kind merciful after their power, as they have opportunity, doing good of every possible sort, and as far as possible to all men. And I'm sure he would have included women, to their bodies, to the ability which God has given, by giving food to the hungry, by clothing the naked, by visiting or helping them that are sick or in prison. And he goes on from there. And then the third is not just love God, it is by attending upon all the ordinances of God. Such are the public worship of God, the ministry of the word, either read or expounded, the supper of the Lord, the family and private prayer, searching the scriptures, fasting or abstinence. And so I'm really going through this quickly, and I really got all nerdy on you, but God told me not to do that. So I encourage you go to umc.org and look these up, because it's fun to see what John Wesley had in mind for these three: do no harm, do good, and love God. Now, Wesley didn't just come up with these. These are biblically founded. And so here are just a few of the passages that that will work. Matthew 25, with the goats and the sheep, talking about clothing the naked, feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, visiting folks in prison. Luke 10, which is the story of the Good Samaritan, the Golden Rule in Luke 2, and, of course, Micah 6, chapter 6, verse 8. Not to mention all the times that Paul told us and his communities to be kind and love one another in Galatians and Corinthians and Romans. So John Wesley came up with these, but they are all biblically founded as to be kind and loving to one another. And John Wesley wanted this not just to happen in the faith community, but when we go outside too. So even when we're driving down the street, do no harm, do good, love God. When we're in the grocery line and there's 10 people in front of us, do no harm, do good, love God. All these times when those everyday things can make us lose our mind, do good, do no harm, love God. So what? Why am I even talking about this today? So what? Why do we care about the general rules today? How does it apply to all of us? Well, these are really great guidelines for everyday life. And they're really great guidelines for the church universal. What would it look like for each of us to do no harm in our everyday lives? And what about the church universal? Would we buy different products, being mindful of where they're made and how people who make them are treated? Would we make sure our employees and the people around us were making a living wage? Would we fight for our churches to share love and inclusion? And what would it look like for us to do good in our everyday lives? And what about the church universal? Would we talk about giving more than receiving in church? Would we fight for health care for all? And what else might we be fighting for to do good? As a church, we are a part of an interfaith sanctuary church coalition with several of the churches here on the east side. And we're going to learn more about how each of us individually and collectively as a church can do more for the sanctuary movement. We are also a reconciling church, which means we are open and inclusive to all people, especially those in the LGBTQ community. We are the only reconciling church in our district. That's Onondaga County, part of Madison County, part of Cortland County, Oswego County. We're the only reconciling church. The church as a whole has done much harm to our brothers and sisters in the LGBTQ community. I heard a few of those stories on Thursday evening, and the harm that churches are doing to our brothers and sisters. We have much work to do as we, as a church, do no harm. And how are we tending to all the ordinances of God in our individual life and life of the church? What are we willing to commit to in our everyday lives to stay in love with God? Are we willing to take 20 minutes a day for devotional time? Oh. I forgot my things. I got all excited about what I was saying. Are we willing to take 20 minutes of our day for devotion and prayer? Are we willing to come and do some outreach here at the church or another organization that we come in contact with to keep in love with God? What are we doing as a church so that we might make these things available so that folks are always accessible to God? What are we doing to grow disciples? What are we doing to worship with one another and allowing folks to stay in love with God? So again, I ask, why Wesley? Why John Wesley? Because he wanted to revitalize the church. And one way in which Wesley felt he would revive the church was through holding one another accountable through these three rules. So, it wasn't like these rules were just out there. Wesley's societies, every single person went to a class throughout the week, and they talked about what they were doing well, and they talked about what they weren't doing so well, so that they were holding one another accountable to these three general rules. And I've also heard them called the three simple rules. So why today? Why are we talking about these general rules today in this church? Because the church is in need of a revival again. While in England we continue to reflect on the question, what is church? Is church this, what we're sitting in and doing right now? Or is church our pancake breakfast? Is church outreach? Is church our food pantry? Is church giving away diapers? Is church getting together and talking about the means of grace? Is church getting together at soup and sermon and talking about the sermon and talking about how it touched your life? What is church? It seems one part of church might include these three simple rules. These three simple rules that might not be so simple. And doing these three simple rules in the church and out of the church. So I hope the next time you see Tim Gunn in that commercial for Command Strips, you remember to do no harm, to do good, and to stay in love with God. Amen.